Hey guys. Ooh. Test, test, test. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. I am your host, Erica Sicuccio. So happy that you tuned in today. Before we get started on today's episode, I would like to just give a huge shout out to the following cities. I appreciate our listeners so much, and these cities just show up for me week after week after week, and I feel like I just need to acknowledge you. So, Davenport, Ohio, Providence, Rhode Island, Reseda, California, Lansing, Michigan, Missoula, Montana, Kansas City, Missouri, Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, the Bronx, New York, Lancaster, California. You all show up for me week after week after week, and that is so inspiring. It makes me really want to come back every single day and share the best of what I got. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about the major differences between leadership and management. And sometimes when you have a big admin team, you know, you have 3, 4, 5, 6, or 20 people, many times people who fall into the admin roles fall into one of these two categories. They're either a leader or they are manager. And at times, your company will need both. So one is not better than the other. Of course, I have my own biases because I know which one I am, but you need both in your organization. So let's talk a little bit about the differences because they are always interchangeable when people are talking. But they're actually two very distinct concepts with different roles and functions. So the first is vision versus goals. As leaders, we focus on setting a vision and inspiring others to follow it, while managers focus on setting goals and ensuring they are achieved. Then there's, of course, innovation and efficiency. As leaders are often innovators who push for change and new ideas, while managers focus on efficiency and ensuring that the tasks are completed efficiently. And, you know, it's funny because I'm just going to let you know, you probably already know, I am a leader. And so I have like these big pie in the sky kind of dreams like, hey, I think we're going to open up a new location and we're going to do state funded pre-K and we're going to put in a new playground. And wouldn't it be cool to open up these three new programs within our after school program? And my sister's a little bit more like a manager. Now, of course, you can certainly have traits of both, but she's a little bit more like, how are we going to do that? How are we going to pay for it? What's the plan? You know, how are we going to staff for it? Like asking all the big questions that you need to actually implement the big dreams that you have. So it's really important, as I said, to have both styles of leadership and management on your child care team. And then there's inspiration versus direction. As leaders, we inspire and motivate others to achieve their best, while managers provide direction and guidance to ensure that the tasks are completed and within the timelines. And then we have the long-term goals versus short-term goals. Leaders focus on long-term goals and the big picture, while managers focus on short-term goals and the day-to-day operations. Again, think about your child care center. You need both. You need somebody who can really have their finger on the pulse as to what's going on in the day-to-day, making sure the systems are in place and they're working effectively. And then the leaders who are like, what is the next big thing that we're going to do and how are we going to do that as a group? There's risk-taking versus risk aversion. As leaders are often willing to take risks and try new things, while managers tend to be more risk adverse and focus on minimizing potential failures. Again, as I said, one is not better than the other, but just think about some of the folks at your child care center. While ones are like, always like, yeah, let's go ahead, let's do it, and don't really work out the details. And how many of them are like, oh, that sounds great, but what about these five things that could go wrong? So where do you meet in the middle, right? Where do you meet in the middle to make sure that you're making the best educated decisions without holding yourself back from growth and development? And maybe growth for you looks different. For some childcare directors, growth might mean they want 5 more locations. For others, they're very happy with 1 or 2 or maybe even 3, but just be the very, very best that you can be, paying attention to all of the details, making sure you have the best programming, all those things, right, which require manpower and thought and precision and attention to detail and personalization and all those things that are harder to duplicate as the bigger you get, right? Are you a childcare owner who can say, I know every student in my program? Are you a childcare owner who can say, I know every family, every staff member? I can tell you their children's birthdays and the name of their dog. Or are you a childcare owner that says, you know what? I am so proud and happy to employ 1,000 teachers in 3 states, right? Both of those are great and wonderful attributes to have and visions and goals to have. It's just what works best for you and making sure that you know which style is going to get you there. Now, there's also empowerment versus control. As leaders, we like to empower our team members to make decisions and take ownership of their work. While managers tend to exert more control and oversight, which again is so important if you have timelines or you're working on, you know, the federal food program where there's a lot of paperwork and it's timely and it has to be accurate and has a lot of components to it and it's multi-layered, right? You definitely need that oversight to make sure that you're in compliance. And then there's relationships versus tasks. As leaders, we prioritize building relationships and fostering a positive team culture. While managers focus on completing tasks and meeting deadlines, which again, are both necessary. And there's adaptability versus stability. Leaders are adaptable and open to change, while managers often seek stability and consistency in their work environment. Now, I know I am one of those people who I can have 1,000 ideas at once. And sometimes I need, you know, the manager style folks to kind of reel me in and say, those are all great ideas, Erica. What one are we going to start with? Let's narrow it down. And that predictability for your team so they know what's next. So we got to make sure that we are providing that for our team and our culture to make sure that we have that push to move forward and do great things. Know that we're going to have to do some adaption. During COVID, there was a lot of pivoting for all of us. So imagine if you didn't have that person on your team who could very quickly say, okay, here's what we could do to fill that gap. Here's what we could do to fill that gap, right? So you have to have a little bit of both. And then there's their inspiring and directing. As leaders inspire and motivate others through their actions and words, and managers will direct and supervise tasks to ensure they are completed. And think about a time where this may have been something that you've had to work with in your program. Can you think about a time that you maybe have inspired or motivated your team? Or, you know, really acknowledge their actions that they had that moved your center from point A to point B, or really really overcame a challenge or an obstacle at your program, and how they delivered that with professionalism. Or a time that maybe there was something that was going awry and your manager was able to get in there, supervise what was going on, be able to problem solve and make sure that everything was completed and that everybody was happy and walked away feeling heard and valued, respected, and the problem was solved. And lastly, I would say there's that influence versus authority. Leaders influence others through their charisma and their vision, while managers rely on their authority and position to get things done. So again, you need both. And sometimes that one person is you. And sometimes you need to be the leader And there are other times you need to manage. And so being aware of when you have to have that role and when it needs to be changed up based on the task or the people involved or what's going on, that will make you a better administrator, a better childcare owner, a better director, right? So know where you are, where you fit into that system. Now, if you're only one or the other are really strongly rooted on one side or the other, you need a mate. You need someone else to be that other part for you, right? Because if you always just stay in the what feels good and this is consistent, this is stable, you're never going to take any risks and you're not really going to be able to reach your full potential. And then the opposite, if all you do is take risks and you don't weigh things out, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And those could be very costly to you, your business, your life, balance, all of it, your bank account. So make sure that you really think about it. Think about where do your talents lie and where you can get the skills to improve the side that you feel maybe you're not as good at. So in conclusion, while leaders and management are both important in an organization, it's critical to understand the difference between the two and how they complement each other. Again, complement. One is not better than the other, but they complement each other to achieve success. As leaders provide vision and inspiration, while managers provide direction and efficiency, by recognizing and leveraging the strengths of both leadership and management, organizations can thrive and succeed in today's competitive childcare business market. So I hope that those little toddler-sized bites give you something to think about, something that you can implement tomorrow to make your center better. Because these little nuggets, if you will, are made to have a big impact on your childcare center. So that's it for today. Hope you really enjoyed our podcast. If you did, we would love your support. We just put up a new support our podcast page through Buzzsprouts. You can visit our podcast page there. And there is a little place where you can do support. It's as little as $3 a month. And it helps us to be able to create more content. It helps us to be able to produce the podcast. Also expand videos on our YouTube channel. I know some folks really like videos on how to expand their education in the field of early childhood education or going through accreditation systems or just basic day-to-day operations, or maybe you need some inspiration. Whyever you turn in and tune into our program, we want to be there for you. So again, if you'd love to support our channel, we really would appreciate it. And thank you. And as always, have a great day.